This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, we've talked about voter fraud last week. We're going to continue it at least for a day, you know, until tomorrow comes. But I got to tell you something. You people, you better pay attention, because they're afraid. The other side is very afraid of what we got going on. And there's a really good chance that Donald Trump could pull this off. But it's going to be really hard for him to do if we really don't get behind just the right for people to vote, if nothing else. So you need to know what to look for. You need to know what's out there. And again, as we talked about last week, there are signs of what's happening. We've had friends call us. Recently, even today, somebody called and said they have people that have that have had their absentee ballots. They're uncomfortable mailing them in. They waited too long. You know, guys, I don't know if you know this, but the election is tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So they waited too long to go ahead and send them in. So now they have to go to the polls, and their understanding of what needed to be done was wrong. And my wife and I have done the same thing. We are absentee voters, but when we're going to be in town or we know we're not going to be, we think we're going to be tied up, we mail them in. If we don't and we end up in town, we take them to the poll. You have to know what to do. Because if you don't, you open yourself, you open us up, you open everybody up to voter fraud. But I've asked somebody who knows a heck of a lot more than I do about it to join me here tonight. I've asked Linda Payne from the Election Integrity Project. Linda, again, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Always a pleasure. So listen, I've had you on the show a couple of times about this, and you know, we talk about voter fraud and what's going down and what we have to look for. First, tell people what the Election Integrity Project is about, how they can find you, and then let's talk about what they can look for and how they can help fight this.
Okay. We are a citizen watchdog group. We are all volunteer. We are nonpartisan, and we've been at this for 6 years. We've trained about 5,500 citizens across the state in California's election laws and how to go to the polls and observe if the laws are being followed and then what actions to take if they're not, so that we can put a stop to it or get ahead of it and get attorneys involved if need be.
And you teach people how to move on it that evening? I mean, because things are moving pretty quickly. Is there something you can do about it that night?
You can do it instantaneously. We have hotlines set up, and so if we have an observer go to the polls, for instance, at 6 a.m., and they go to one of the assigned polls that are supposed to be open, at 6 a.m., there should be a precinct board setting the facility up. So if our observers arrive at a polling location at 6 a.m. or 6:10, and there is no one there, then the first thing they're instructed to do is see if there's a sign on the door saying, hey, this poll has been moved to a different location. If the sign is not there, then they contact us immediately, because then we need to find out from the registrar's office where is the poll supposed to be and why was the law not followed with the inspector having someone post a sign there. Why is that important? Because if the voter does not vote in their own precinct, because there is no precinct and there is no sign, they are forced often to vote out of precinct. Why is that important? Because if they vote out of precinct in the an area that they don't actually live in, maybe it's at work, but there's an issue going on in that area where there's something on the ballot, a school board member, whatever, that they're not entitled to vote for, they won't know that. So when you vote outside of precinct, you get a regular ballot that doesn't have your issues in it. You vote with it. You put it in a provisional ballot envelope. And 2 weeks after the election, by the way, provisional ballots are not counted tomorrow. It can take 2 weeks before your provisional ballot is voted. So that's a whole other issue. Don't do it.
Are they always counted?
We're told they're always counted, but often by the time a race is called, they're still counting provisional ballots. So if you want your ballot to count tomorrow, you need to go to your polling location and vote with a regular ballot. So now going back to the provisional ballot issue, if you vote out of your precinct, like the state of California pushes everyone to do, just go anywhere in the county and vote with a provisional ballot, if you do that, you are voting in the riskiest way that you can possibly vote, because if you vote outside of your area, your ballot is then processed at the registrar voter's office in this way. There are two people that sit at a table. One person opens the provisional ballot envelope, takes your ballot out, and then there's a person sitting next to them. The person who takes your ballot out simply reads what you intended to vote for. So you're voting for the presidential candidate of your choice, A. But if the person writing down what was read to them, they may not agree with your choice. And if there's nobody watching them, they can simply mark choice number B, the letter B. So this is why we know and have documented that candidates who have a strong chance of winning their race, even at the end of election day, it looks like they're winning. By the time the provisional ballots are counted, they've lost their race. And that's because so many people vote with a provisional ballot out of their precinct, and that ballot has to be transferred to a ballot that belongs to them from their community. If you have two honest people, no problem. It's transferred correctly. If one of those people doing the transfer is dishonest, there's not a citizen standing behind them observing the procedure, it is very easy to have the person reading your ballot read their choice, or the person marking the ballot mark their choice.
We got to go for a quick break, Linda. When we come back, I want to talk more about the process at the different polls and what people need to watch for. I'm Joe McShane, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have Linder. God, you can tell I'm from Boston, can't you? We have Linda Payne on with me tonight, and she's been on the show before. She's with the Election Integrity Project, and you know they help you get informed. They help train you on working the polls, watching over the polls, and making sure we actually have a real and honest election. Linda, again, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You know, and let's get right, you know, I don't want to waste any time, so let's get right back to it. Just what do people need to watch out for? First of all, how close can they get? What can they do without it being considered voter intimidation?
When the California, at least California law, allows citizens to observe every aspect of the election process, to ask questions and expect answers, but we do not have permission to interfere or talk to voters or touch anything that has to do with the elections. Even if we want to be able to help set something up, we do not have the authority to do that. So we are allowed to sit or stand close enough to observe the process, but not close enough to see people's voting information. So so you have to, you know, just place yourself in a safe place there. If we see a procedure that does not match the election code that our observers are trained to look for, we have the right to ask a question. We train our observers to ask only the inspector who is in charge of the poll, and we ask them to ask, to simply say, the procedure I just observed is not consistent with my understanding of the law. Can I show you what the election code says? We cannot force any changes. We cannot inform or challenge. We just simply provide the election code to the inspector. And I would say 80% of the time, the inspectors are shocked that they were not trained in the election codes, and they actually want to follow the election codes. So we do see them often call the registrar to say, is this right? Is this the election code? Is this the law? And, of course, the registrars have to tell them yes, because it is the law. And we've seen them change their procedures to follow the law if it's presented to them. If our observers have a problem, they are simply instructed, if they see a problem, they step outside past the 100-foot mark, and they simply call us at headquarters, and then we contact the registrar and let them know that there's an issue happening in a particular precinct. And that is what our observers do. We are very focused on the election laws so that we can have a fair and honest election that is based on integrity, because everyone is following the same laws. Unfortunately, we're not seeing that. And since the laws are not taught, we're seeing oftentimes good-hearted people just trying to get the job done, and they change the procedures because it seems to them to be easier. They have no idea they're not following law when they change what they're doing.
So what is the most common kind of fraud? And again, we've got about 4.5 minutes. What's the most common kind of fraud that you see, and how can people spot it, and what should they do about it?
Well, right now, we have a couple of issues that we are very concerned about, and one is what we call ballot harvesting. And that is people can bring vote-by-mail ballots for their family members or someone who lives in the same household with them to the polls if they sign for it and the person who owns the ballot signs and gives them permission. That usually means that a person could bring up to about 5 would be reasonable. But we have already been told that there are several counties in California that are instructing their inspectors to allow people to bring in as many vote-by-mails as they want, stacks of them. So that is not lawful. If you're a citizen in California and you see that, or any other state, I would contact, in any other state, contact an organization like ours, the Watchdog Organization. In California, contact the Election Integrity Project at 661-313-5251. And please let us know. We have attorneys already lined up to take care of this. We're simply trying to ensure that the laws are followed and that people only submit to the polls the number of vote-by-mail ballots that they lawfully have the right to do. The other big issue is if someone comes into a poll to vote and they simply have a torn piece of paper with a name and an address, or a 3x5 card with a name and an address, do not communicate with the poll workers or the inspector. Just step outside and contact the Election Integrity Project, and we will contact the registrar about the check-in procedure. California only has one procedure that protects voters from being impersonated in the polls, and that is the check-in procedure. And the state of California continually chooses to teach anything but the law, which is the voter must state their name aloud, they must state their address aloud, and then they must write down their address and before they sign the book. But because that's not happening, someone can come in and impersonate me without ever saying a word by simply handing a piece of paper with my name and address on it. And the poll workers are instructed to simply take that piece of paper, mark off the check-in roster, give me a pen and let me sign, and then I get the ballot.
Yeah, just amazing to me, you know. And everybody talks about how important a vote is, and all of that. We've had people check. Even I was over at Republican headquarters the other day, and people were moved to DTS, you know, what is called Declined Estate in California, and they were moved there during the primary, which would have kept them from voting Republican if you're a Republican, where some of the other groups allow anybody to vote. Which is again, it's voter fraud. For somebody to play with your vote in any way, I don't care what aisle you're on or not on or what have you, but there's no reason for it. And like you say, your group is nonpartisan. It's called the Election Integrity Project. And if you want to head over there, it's the electionintegrityproject.com, the electionintegrityproject.com, and they can get more information about how to watch your polls and make sure everything's cool out there. The videoing people, taking pictures of what you perceive to be voter fraud, is that illegal?
We did not teach that, and in California, you cannot take a photograph of a voter without their specific permission. California does allow pictures to be taken of, you know, my first time voting, I want a picture in front of the whatever door, whatever. But the Election Integrity Project, we train our volunteers that they are absolutely not to even take out their phones. We don't want even we don't want it to even look like
really?
They're doing the wrong thing. Yeah, absolutely not. We can be tossed out for anything that the inspector thinks that we're doing that's breaking the law. And one of the issues that is concerned to the registrars is that poll watchers would go to the polls and take pictures of voters. So in order to make sure that we are even a step above what is required by law, we document using incident reports rather than photos.
We're up against it, Linda. Again, it's the Election Integrity Project. .com, the electionintegrityproject.com. Keep up the good work. Appreciate what you're doing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Rick Trader joins me from Conservative Commandos Radio coming up next. We'll be back in a few.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
How are you, both of you?
Realist, both of
you. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always, like I say, a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know how I'm gonna soar like an eagle when I'm surrounded by cowards. I don't know. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I've asked Rick Trader to join me as I do pretty much every week now, and I always enjoy when he's on with me. And Rick, we're gonna get your kind of your insight. As you said, yeah. on the election coming up, and mm-hmm. I'm going to hold everybody to it. But go ahead,
Joe. Your bookie Rick just called here a little bit ago. You were placing your money, and you told me you were placing it on Trump.
I am.
I'm giving odds here, Joe.
So you're thinking? So are you of the impression or the thought process that it's going to be? Mrs. Clinton.
But you know, Joe, all the conventional indicators or indications are saying that, you know, this is her election to, you know, she's going to win. Of the 17 polls that I looked at today, 14 of her had her winning, 3 had Donald Trump winning. But on the try to be a little bit of positive, give our listeners out there a little bit of hope. This is not a conventional election season.
That's right.
There are things that I had observed, the Rick eye test, that tell me maybe these polls aren't right this time. And I'll say where I'm coming from, Joe. You know, Joe, back here on the Leaf Coast,
yes,
it's the fall, the leaves are changing. So what people do around here to entertain themselves, they drive around the countryside and watch the leaves turn. Well, the bride and I have been doing it the past 3 weekends or so. We've been traveling through Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia. And what I'm struck by, Joe, is the amount of Donald Trump signs out there and the lack of Hillary Clinton signs out there. Now, I'm in the garbage state of New Jersey here, and believe it or not, tonight I saw my first Hillary Clinton sign here in this area. And this area is a very Democrat area.
Wow.
Joe, I'm also looking at the webcasts. You know, a couple of weeks ago on the Conservative Commandos radio show, we're on from 3 to 5 p.m. I'm sitting there with my co-host, Kevin Wade, and there is a webcast of a Donald Trump rally 85,000 people are watching it. Around the same time the next day, there was a Hillary Clinton rally, and there was 1,500 people watching it.
Yep.
So I'm looking at all these eye tests, and I'm just thinking, okay, this is not a conventional campaign season out there. Does Donald Trump have a chance? And I want to say yes. I really want to say yes.
Wait a minute. But you say you want to, but you won't, right?
No, I'm looking at. As I said, you know, all the conventional indicators say that he won't win. But the Rick eye test of these things that I'm seeing, people's enthusiasm, from what I'm hearing about the lack of enthusiasm on the other side, I think Donald Trump has a real chance here.
You know what? I do, here's how it works. I look at this and I say to myself, here you have a seasoned politician. She's been doing this for 30 years. She'd take people out to win. She spent hundreds of millions of dollars on ads against Donald Trump. She has spent, you know, all this money that she's spent. She's got 6,000 paid people on the ground, thousands more volunteers, so we're told. Donald Trump has got just the opposite. He's spent less than $100 million on ads. He has, almost 2,000 paid staff on the ground throughout the country. And she can only squeak by a couple of points in most cases. So
Do you remember Stroll Hillary a couple of weeks ago screaming just about at the top of the lungs, why are I not winning by 50 points?
Yes, I do.
I would love to be the fly on the wall of her campaign headquarters. I'd love to see her campaign staff abused. I bet it's a bloodbath in there last times. I mean, this woman, I think, is probably beside herself. You know, she expected the coronation 8 years ago. She didn't get it. And she's been waiting 8 years for her chance, and here it is. And now she is in Philadelphia tonight doing a campaign rally.
Night before.
Okay, Pennsylvania should have been in the bag for her a long time ago. Mm-hmm. She's in Philadelphia tonight.
You think Trump's message, hey, look, you've been allowing them to run your life for 60 years. Give me a chance. What have you got to lose? You think that is starting to resonate?
Well, it's hard to say, Joe. You know, it's hard to say. It makes sense to me. But then again, maybe I'm a logical thinking person. And maybe the people he's trying to deliver this message to are not. You know, they're, and please don't take me in a negative way, but these people are back on the Democratic plantation once again. They're being controlled by the Democratic Party. When I say these people, I mean people who live in the inner city. When you look at the inner cities, the 50 major American cities today, 49 of them are controlled by Democrats, and that's where most of the crime and poverty is. Would you think people would wake up and say, hey, we need to make a change here, that we have been deceived, we have been lied to for so long, we need to go in another direction? Hello? Do you think that would happen? Maybe in my lifetime. I hope to see it.
You know, what scares me, and it's not a matter of saying you have to vote for Trump or else, but the piece that I wrote, I don't know if you caught it, it posted today, which is basically the way the moral compass of this country is, the way people are looking at things today, Al Capone could have been voted in as president. Because we don't...
Oh, my God. Joe, let me tell you something. Right now, I'm down on my knees because my little kitty cat wanted to know what I was doing here, and here he's outside the door here, meowing, so I let it in. I think if I put this kitty cat up against Hillary Clinton, my kitty cat would win. I mean, that's how bad of a candidate I think she is. My gosh. You know, if Donald Trump does in fact lose, there is going to be a whole lot of what ifs the next week, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. 3 weeks, 4 years.
Right.
Because she was so beatable. She was so beatable. So why is Trump in this hole? Or why is Trump or any Republican having a problem getting elected? And as you know, Joe, I was not a Trump guy.
No.
Okay? Trump was not at the top of my list. He wasn't even in the top half of my list. But once he became the candidate, my thinking is we have to support the Republican. We cannot let a Democrat get into the White House. We cannot let a Democrat nominate the next 3 or 4 judges to the Supreme Court. So I got on the Trump wagon at that point to support him. But when you look at the ads that Hillary has been running, the ads, at least in the Philadelphia area, she has been running ads using Donald Trump in Donald Trump's own words, which I believe has been very effective. If we just had a candidate that didn't have the Trump baggage, if we didn't have a candidate that was picked for us by the liberal media, if we had somebody like a Ted Cruz or even a lousy Jeb Bush, okay, even a lousy Jeb Bush, I think that she would be beaten hands down. But we're stuck with, we got what we're dealing with, Joe.
Well,
so we've got it.
I hear you. I look at the other guys that were, you know, you talk about Jeb Bush in the restroom, and I sit there and I go to myself, you know, these guys never caught on. They never caught on how to make it happen. They were beat by a guy that used, you know, 2-word phrases, you know, to look at and oh, that was stupid, you know, and he got applause because they were tired. They were so tired of the garbage
yep.
that was going on, you know, and the other thing too is we're being told, you got states like Utah. Third-party people running for president. I won't even use his name. Third-party people running for president there, and you're saying to yourself, why are you doing this? Why are you doing everything you can? And don't give me that garbage that, no, I believe I'd be a good president. You're only going to win in one state.
Yep. Do you remember the Civil War series that was on 20 years ago? Do you remember the one guy, Barry Foote? He was the Southern military historian with a beard, and I'll never forget what he said in that great documentary. The South died of a theory, and the theory was states' rights. How the Virginians supplied the Virginia troops, and the South Carolinians supplied the South Carolinian troops, but they refused to supply and support each other's troops. The South died of a theory. Well, here, once again, you've got the same thing going on the Republican side.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we didn't get a candidate that is offering everything that we wanted. But the candidate that we have surely is better than Hillary Clinton. So these people are going to vote for Gary Johnson, or they're not going to vote at all, or they're going to vote for the guy out in Utah. And you know what? Wednesday morning, we could be saying President-elect Hillary Rodent Clinton.
You're trying to make me sick, aren't you?
You know, if there are people out there who are considering voting for a third-party candidate or not voting at all, come on, we need you. We need you guys.
Well, you know,
we need everyone else.
I have finally seen some of the pastors turn around and say, "Look, you really have to line up." What your candidate and you know, where your candidate stands against God's word. And why they waited to this weekend, I don't know. Maybe something came upon them or whatever. But, you know, they're looking at this, and all of a sudden they have decided that now we have to look at who lines up more with God's word and vote that way.
Yep. Well, Joe, maybe the reality has finally dawned on them. Hey, look, we've got one of two choices here. The one choice might not be great, but the other choice is horrible. And with the other horrible choice, religious freedom is in grave danger.
Yeah, I like I say, I get a kick out of this, or I've gotten a kick out of this in the past, about, you know, these people say it's all about the women, right? It's all about mm-hmm. women's rights. Anyhow,
that's what... She could not run. She, Hillary Clinton, could not run on the issues. So she had to create issues like women's rights, okay, all the pelvic issues, abortion, gay rights, gay marriage, whatever they had, because she couldn't run on the economy. She couldn't run on security. She couldn't run on Benghazi. She couldn't run on peace in the Middle East. She couldn't run on her term as a senator. She couldn't run on her term as Secretary of State. She couldn't run on the Clinton Foundation. By the way, Joe, someone's got to explain to me something. How these people, the Clintons, made so much money in the time since they left the White House. 15 years ago, when they left the White House,
they're very frugal.
They were flat broke. They were flat broke. Or 16 years ago, they were so broke they had $270,000 worth of furniture, silverware, and dishes. Okay, now a mere 15 years later, she, Hillary Clinton, is worth $31 million. Bill Clinton is worth $80 million, and Chelsea, who has never held a job in her life, she's worth $15 million. Boy, isn't America a wonderful country? What a success story. Now, I'll also add in here, Joe, that 8 of those years she spent in the U.S. Senate. Then 4 years she spent as Secretary of State. And yet, she found time here, there, wherever, to make $31 million for herself, $80 million for Bill, and $15 for Chelsea. And that's not the holdings of the Clinton Foundation. That is their personal wealth. What a success story.
Yeah,
tell me how. What did she build? What did she create? What did she invent? What .com? You know, what website did she create that paid off $130 million? Please explain, what did the Clintons do? What did they do in the past 16 years to earn that kind of money?
Suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
To have you on board with me.
If you want
to spend with me on the air, it's the Carmen 855-732-5563. Again, like I said, always. I do this all the time. I should know better. Anyway, Rick Trader joins me from Conservative Commandos Radio. Always enjoy my time with him as well. Rick, again, thanks for being with me tonight.
Joe, I love being on your show. You know, and I say this all the time, that Joe Messina is my favorite radio commentator, which is one of the hardest things in life to do.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. I really do.
We know that.
I do. And so...
Dude, the two hardest things in life, I think, is humor, especially without being dirty, but humor and radio commentary. Now, I don't even consider myself a radio commentator because I wouldn't try, because I would never be as good as Joe Messina. And I mean that.
That's it. We're done, folks. It doesn't get much better than that. I think we're over. Rick, I really appreciate that, very much.
Joe, today we had former Congressman Paul Brown on a Conservative Commandos radio show. And he said something that was very interesting. And he says that with a Mitch McConnell, with a Paul Ryan in Congress, that Donald Trump, if elected, might have a very hard time getting any legislation past the two of them.
I agree.
And I say this because I want your listeners out there, your patriots out there, your deplorables out there to be forever vigilant after this election.
Yeah.
If we win, our job must continue. We have got to help Donald drain the swamp in Washington.
Yeah.
Gotcha. If we lose, we have to continue our battle. We've got to replace people like McConnell, Ryan, all the rest of the rhinos. We have to take the Republican Party away from these people. We have to make it the new conservative Republican Party. I don't want to create a new wheel. I want to take their wheel and put in our spokes.
Yeah,
we must be eternally vigilant.
You've heard me say this before on the show, and I'm going to even take credit for being one of the first people who went down this road and saying, I truly believe that Paul Ryan was the first member of the Progressive Republican Party, you know, outward member anyhow, and has taken us down that road of progressivism in our party. And
yeah, I think Boehner had a head start on him.
Yeah, well, Boehner may have, but I don't think Boehner had the charisma to really make anything happen with it. He just ignored people. But I think Ryan is actively, you know, what he did with Trump, how he brought people along with him. I just didn't like the guy. I didn't like what he did something to us here locally. It drove me nuts as well. That showed me he was just willing to go along to get along, and that bothered me from day one. And I think you're right. I think unless we're going to have a fractured party from here on in, even if Trump wins, we're going to have a fractured party because we already have one. And you're right. And if we don't change out leadership, nothing's going to change. Can you imagine a Donald Trump with, I don't know, give me two solid, you know, you get a Trey Gowdy or a in there as the
Louis Gohmert, Trey Gowdy, Stephen King.
I mean, yeah, you go down a list of people that he could have that would make a strong group of people to run the government. You're not going to see it.
It's happening.
They're afraid.
Joe, Donald Trump is a very successful businessman. He's got successful businesses not just around the country, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump cannot manage these businesses himself. What Donald Trump does is he surrounds himself with successful people.
That's right.
I may have mentioned this to you before, Joe, but Dick Vermeil, the Super Bowl winning coach, was asked one time about his formula for his success. And he says, I don't know that I have a formula for a success per se, but I do know if you surround yourself with good people, good things are going to happen. And I think that has been Donald Trump's strength as a businessman. I hope, and I do believe, he'll have the same strength as president.
Oh, I do too. I think he'll surround himself with the right people. I think you've already shown.
Yeah.
From a stand, you know, and I love these never Trumpers who said, "Well, you don't know he's gonna put up any of these people for Supreme Court or in his in his cabinet." And I go, "Wait a minute!" But we do know what she will do. We are 100% sure as to what she's going to do because not only she's told us, but she's done it before. So
Uma Aberdeen as chief of staff. That's all I need to say to you. Uma Aberdeen as chief of staff.
But she looks like such a nice lady.
Well, her judgment's pretty bad. She married Anthony Weiner.
About
judgment, Joe. She married Anthony Weiner. Does that show what poor judgment she has?
Yes. Yeah, it does. I look at all this stuff, you know, and decide early on that. Look at the people they hang with. Look at the friends that they have. Look at the people they consider good. So, you know, and it's funny how many people. They want to talk about the KKK fellow that endorsed Donald Trump. And he says, "Like I don't want that. I don't take that, right?" But yet, who was Mrs. Clinton's? Who was Mrs. Clinton's mentor? Who was one of her mentors that she openly acknowledged?
Oh, look, the other night in Philadelphia, she had Beyonce and Jay-Z doing a concert there, and it's F this and B that, and you know. That's the kind of person you want up there beside you representing your campaign. And I say the woman who disrespected the police at the Super Bowl, is that the kind of person you want representing you? Oh, no, they have no problem with that. No problem whatsoever. They can't get enough of that celebrity help to come out. You know, they ought to be ashamed. They ought to be ashamed. Police around the country should see that and say, no way is our police ever going to...
I think she doesn't have the support of a lot of police unions, does she?
No, she don't. Well, I'm just saying, you know, everyone should look at that and say, okay, if this is the people that she wants is, you know, Joe, as you were talking, I was thinking you are judged by who you associate with.
That's right.
That's why I associate with Joe Messina. I want to be seen in a good light. But you're judged by who you associate. Now, Joe Messina might have a problem hanging around with a retriever, but that's another story. But you're judged by who you are associated with. She wants to associate herself with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Please cut me up, right?
No, it's
other than that, I have no opinion about her. But
too late. I don't know, you know, Rick. And again, anytime you have to fudge, lie, cheat, steal, you know, that kind of thing to win an election, to win something. First of all, it's a heck of a shallow win. Number one. And you know, number two is you
what about the people that believe the lies?
Yeah.
What about the people that know she's lying and are going to vote for her anyway and support her anyway? You know when Hillary Clinton's lying? When her mouth is moving. Okay, this woman is a pathological liar. And we've gone through 8 years of it already. Maybe it's people are just so numb. You know, they figure, well, everyone's a liar. Barack Obama's been a liar for 8 years. Now Hillary Clinton's a liar. So what? You know, we're used to it. We expect it. So we're going to vote for another liar.
We don't. Well, again, I'm going to go back to, I'm not trying to beat it to death, but the piece that I wrote about electing, you know, Al Capone. We really don't hold. We don't hold our politicians to standards. It's almost an expectation they're going to lie. It's an expectation that they're going to take us to the cleaners. It's an expectation that they're just not going to do the right thing, and we need to deal with it. It's sad.
It is sad. It is sad. What does that say about the country as a whole when that is what you accept as your leaders?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's disgusting. That's what you accept as the leaders. And, you know, government is not this little thing. This government is so big, so intrusive, it's a major part of our life. You know, every day government is in our lives. It tells you what kind of light bulbs to use, what you can eat and what you can't eat, the types of toilets you have to flush, the kinds of cars you have to drive, how much money they take from us all. It is so big. People've got to realize this, that government, more than anything else, controls, well, God and government, controls our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been, we're up against the time, but it's been, you know, you look at her life early on, all the way back when she first entered, not even politics, she was an attorney, and she has never lived an upright, upfront lifestyle. Anyway, we got to go, Rick. Tell people really fast where they can get your show.
So even when she was an attorney, one of her first jobs, she was fired from the Watergate Committee.
Yeah.
ConservativeCommandosRadioShow.com, www.ccrshow.com. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to have that Joe Messina guy on with us.
We'll be back. We won't be back tonight. And tomorrow we're going to pre-record early because I'm going to get out with the people and play it on Wednesday. You'll listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll catch you tomorrow.